You will need your Bible, journal, pen, and a comfy place where you can snore without being interrupted. Yeah, I did say snore. It's going to be one of those episodes that might just go beyond the podcast. Our focus is on the spiritual discipline of rest and being in God's presence. This is podcast number 11. Now on to the intro. Welcome to the Hanging Out with Jesus podcast, where we create space so you can commune with God through practicing spiritual disciplines in order to help you grow in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. Hi, I'm LaVita Brooks, teacher, author, and spiritual discipline equipper and encourager, bringing you practice time, demonstration, inspiration, interviews, and guidance on practicing spiritual disciplines. For more information, book reviews, and books I've authored on spiritual disciplines and providing time for communion with God, check out my blog at LaVitaBrooks.com. Then subscribe to this podcast so you will receive notifications of new releases. Drop a review by scrolling down in your podcasting library. This way, others will know what a blessing this podcast is to you. Now, come walk with me where we intentionally practice being in the presence of God. So stop what you're doing, because it's time to hang out with Jesus and me, LaVita. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, give us rest today. So much is happening. We simply want to be in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. With so much going on in this world today, don't you just love leaving the chaos behind and settling in the presence and peace and quiet of being in God's presence? What does that mean to be in God's presence? Well, it's having a desire to continually be opened and aware of Christ's presence living in you. It's the having an open invitation to the triune God to be a part of your life. Every moment, second, every breath. Prayerfully, this episode will create the space you need in order to do just that today. Now, what does it mean to rest? Well, it's desiring to honor God through paying attention to our physical, mental, and spiritual needs of the body. How does that relate to being in the presence of God? Simple. Being still and knowing that He is God. Just stopping. Stop what you're doing. Listen. Listen to every sound. Acknowledge that God is faithful. He's real. He's present with us right now. Breathe. Open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 12 reads, "Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in Him, for He shields him all day long, and the one the Lord loves rests between His shoulders." Let's say that again. Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in Him, for he shields him all day long. And the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders. It makes you want to take a nap. And just feel the presence of God. Just be in the presence of God. Just acknowledge the presence of God. That verse is calming. Let's begin our time with confessing and repenting of sin and casting our worries at the feet of Jesus. I'll give you some time now to do just that. Now as you read Deuteronomy 33, which is Moses' final blessing on Israel before his death, I want you to read it. If you want to, you can just read Deuteronomy 33, 12. But I want you to read, stopping when something is highlighted to ponder over. Keep reading it until you feel relaxed. Napping is welcome. Listen to the nature sounds mixed with water hitting the rooftop. As you listen, rest in the presence of God. Thank you. time to wake up or stop what you're doing. I'll give you a few minutes to get yourself together. Do you feel rested? The National Sleep Foundation recommends taking a 20-minute nap to wake up feeling refreshed. It also helps improve alertness and performance and mood. Our next steps. Simply incorporate more times like this into your life, where you daily and intentionally spend time in God's presence. Some suggestions? Put things around your house or work area that remind you of God's presence. Secondly, stopping throughout the day to listen to God through listening to nature sounds and looking at the beauty of nature. Three, setting a routine for regular retreats for resting and being alone with God. I pray that this episode has been a blessing to you and it has allowed you to rest. A lot's going on in life, so you need to take time for yourself and just chill out. My brothers and sisters in Christ, until we meet again over the airways, continue to daily and intentionally hang out with Jesus. Thanks for joining me. Until we meet again over the airways. Shalom. How can you daily and intentionally hang out with Jesus? By regularly implementing spiritual disciplines into your life. There's more to growing in Christ besides prayer, Bible study, and evangelism, although they are key. I want to help you create a lifestyle where spiritual disciplines transforms your routines and habits and ignites your passion for growing in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. I have designed the Me Project Journal and eJournal series to do just that. The 21-day Me Project Journal is 21 scriptures to be used for practicing silent meditation on your Bible or Kindle device. The Me Project Journal is a notebook for recording thoughts and for those who like to sketch and write. There's the Dare Say Journal. You can purchase them on Amazon or through my website at LyvitaBrooks.com. That's LYVITA Brooks.com.